Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good day, good evening, depending on what time zone you're coming to us from. You're tuned in to the Holistic Ministries Morning Inspiration Show. I'm Minister Joelle Pearson, broadcasting from Bridgeton, New Jersey. If you're new to our program, then welcome to the Holistic Ministry community. If you tune in regularly, we'd like to thank you, welcome you back, and we appreciate everyone who is tuning in to this broadcast. I'd like to thank Minister Browning for this opportunity to deliver another message of inspiration. My message today is the beauty of true desire. But for starters, I'd like to ask you to take a centering breath by breathing in and focusing on centering within, and as you exhale, open your mind to receive. You know, desire frequently gets a bad rap in our society. It's as if there's a tacit agreement among us not to discuss our desires openly or seriously. Hence, many of us have secret desires. We don't share them with others, and we don't give them much room in our own consciousness. Perhaps we think it's somehow selfish to want too much for ourselves, as if we would be taking something away from others if we had the fulfillment of our dreams. Or we dismiss our heart's desires with a "it would be nice, but that'll never happen" attitude. Why waste our time dreaming if our desires are unobtainable anyway? We resort to thinking that it's not normal to have everything we desire. We sometimes think that not having our dreams fulfilled is natural. That's life, we say, and unfortunately, so we end up rationalizing and just moving away, further and further away from our desires. But by doing so, we're pushing away any possible fulfillment of those desires and embracing life's cruel fate. When we negate our heart's desires, we lose our passion for living, and oftentimes we become bitter. Repressing our dreams arrests our growth as individuals, and life becomes mundane and dry. Ironically, we feel we're somehow more mature when we learn to tolerate disappointment and unfulfillment. In fact, some of us even wear it like a badge of honor. The idea that unfulfillment is normal is simply a perception. Perceptions don't necessarily have anything to do with truth. Where do these deceptions originate? They originate from our programming and conditioning that was imposed on us by others, like parents who meant well, warning us not to get our hopes up, or telling you, you have to realize that you can't have everything you want, and you're going to have to get used to the real world where there are many disappointments, ending with, that's just the way things are. We're told that dreams only come true in fairy tales and Disney movies, the stuff of childhood fantasy, and it's unrealistic to expect dreams to come true in the grown-up world. This perception of how the real world works gets passed down generation after generation. For now, perhaps you have a deep desire to have a fulfilling, successful, and joyous life, which is currently only in a dream state. Perhaps you're beginning to question those old self-defeating beliefs. All you would never tell anyone. Maybe there's something within you that is secretly convinced that those childhood fairy tales might actually be true after all. Perhaps you suspect there is indeed a key to manifesting your desires, a secret those lucky people have learned but no one's told you yet. Possibly you already inwardly sense what the secret is and you only need confirmation. You may even be so bold as to suspect that you were created for more magnificent life and that is indeed within your reach. If so, you are right. You were and it is. Believe it or not, far from being a secret, fulfillment of true desire is a natural process. It's how the universe works. The universe is constantly expanding. There are new forms of life being created and expressed every day. It's the nature of the universe to actualize itself. Consider rosebush. It doesn't need to struggle to create blossoms. It doesn't worry that it won't bloom. It doesn't question whether it's worthy of such beauty. It doesn't feel lucky. It just blooms. The essential nature of the rosebush is to express its glory and magnificence. This is the fulfillment of its true desire. True desires are intended to be fulfilled. It is no different than what is available for you. You are a divine manifestation of spirit expressing in form. You have within the depth of you all that you need to blossom and fulfill your deepest desires. You were made in the image and likeness of God, which substantiates your divine right to create that which you hold in your heart that will fulfill your life. Just as remarkably, the seed of a rose contains all the elements necessary to become a rose bush, resplendent with beautiful blossoms. It only needs the nurturing of soil and water. The rose seed is the rose bush in potentiality. Our desires are similar to the rose seed because inherent in having a desire is everything necessary for its fulfillment. It only needs a little nurturing. Your desires are potentiality waiting for your permission to be released into actuality. Desire is, in fact, the first step in the manifestation process. You would have never accomplished anything in life if you lacked desire. Desire is the starting point for everything. It's essential to your growth and evolution. And speaking of desire, I'm speaking about your heart's desire, not some passing fancies of physical urges. Your true desires are those which have been tugging on your heart for some time. It's the yearning deep within you to expand into a greater expression and enjoy a more glorious, love-filled, abundant, creative, and fulfilling life. In fact, we could define true desire as an invitation from your inner wisdom to express your potential, to be more than you thought you ever could be. What are your heart's desires? Maybe your true desires haven't been identified yet. You may only know that you desire something greater than your current experience. Whatever your dream may be, it's meant for you to have an experience. It's stated in Psalm 37, take delight in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. As said, you are made in the very likeness and image of God, taking delight in your very God's nature and turning within, trusting the still quiet voice of spirit within you, guide you to the path to actualizing your heart's desires. The divine supports you in that. The easiest way to tune into this voice is to become as quiet as you can. It will speak to you through your heart, nudging you gently at first, and if you follow its wisdom, the universe of the divine will conspire to support you. As long as your desires do no harm to yourself or anyone else, they are your inner self, your God-goddess self, urging you forward. Urging you into the magnificent life you were meant to live. You want to welcome your heart's desires and encourage them to emerge from the dream state and express reality, not wishing, not dreaming, but consciously inviting your desires to naturally blossom from their seed. When you consciously accept this natural blossoming process, you are taking the first step in the manifestation process. Free your mind forever from the belief that the universe or the divine demands sacrifice or that God is more pleased with the person who can tolerate a life of poverty or struggle. Nothing could be further from the truth. The universe or the divine is more completely expressed through greater experiences of joy, peace, and prosperity. If you are meant to move forward into a greater life, you will do so sooner or later, one way or the other. Why not take the subtle hint and do it without pain? As Reverend Michael Beckwith of Agape Center for Truth says, allow yourself to be pulled by your vision rather than being pushed by the pain. One of the ways to accomplish this is to focus on what you want rather than what you don't want and allow the inspiration from that vision to gently pull you to it. This may sound simplistic, but it's not easy. It takes practice. Because we have a tendency to focus on what we don't have and what's not right instead of exercising the power within us that manifests so much that is right and that which is working, which leads us to identify more of what we do want. It leads us to our heart's desire. Our aim is to develop and nurture our highest vision for our lives while trusting that each experience, no matter how it appears, is the perfect unfoldment of that vision. Your vision mirrors your heart's desires. In that, we want to develop the trust that we are being guided every day, every step of the way, into fuller and greater expressions of our potential, and our potential is realized through our heart's desires and visions for our lives that come from that. As a note of encouragement, there's a passage I like to recite of an anonymous sage. When you come to the edge of the light you know, and you are about to step off into the darkness of the unknown, faith is knowing one of two things will happen. There will be solid ground for you to stand on, or you will be taught how to fly. Are you tired of tolerating a life that is less than fulfilling? Are you fed up with unhappiness, loneliness, ill health, repeated failure, mere survival? It's so good. The time is now to let go of limiting experiences and to begin accepting a fuller, richer, more rewarding journey through life. True desire is, in fact, the first step in the manifestation process. Your true desires are a potentiality waiting for your permission to be released into actuality. Change your life? Then welcome your true desires and encourage them to emerge from the dream state and express in your reality. You have the divine power and wisdom to do so. Trust. Trust yourself. I'd like to end in prayer, so I ask once again you take a centering breath as you inhale and open your mind to receive as you exhale. In profound oneness and honoring of divine, I pray that you embrace the magnificence of all that you are created to be. I pray that you choose to express that magnificent light of the God Goddess within you in unconditional loving oneness with all that is, letting your light shine, bringing loving healing and change to the world. You are blessed with the divine power to do so. As the divine, I pray that you embrace the desires of your heart and give them a voice to be expressed in your world. For the very God Goddess within you guides and supports it. I pray you live true to the blessing you are to all in your world. I pray that you acknowledge the value you add to this world just by being who you are. All that you think, do, and say reverberates around this earth and into the heavens. Let the divine show you the magnificent power of your created self. I pray that you come to see, know, and embrace the divine beauty and perfection within you, that you have the power to speak into your world, shaping and filling your life with divine blessings. I pray that in all that you see within yourself, you embrace the grace and quiet charisma of your inner spirit guiding you to remain loyal to all that you are. I pray that you just embrace the raw divine essence of all that you are, seeing the divine grandeur of your life and seeing the divine creator within you. I pray, my sisters and brothers, that you speak the mandates of your vision for your life, which is built from your divinely guided heart's desires. Speak it into your life experience. You have what it takes, and there is nothing holding you back but yourself. Trust in the God Goddess within you. Let it speak to you. And act upon it. May the love and light of the divine enfold you. Thank you for divinely being my dear sisters and brothers. And have a blessed day.
Thank you so much, Minister Pearson, for such a wonderful, inspirational message. And we look forward to hearing you next week, same time. Okay, guys, tune in on Sunday for the morning holistic ministry show, Sunday morning, 10 o'clock a.m. Mountain Time. All right. Be blessed and have a marvelous day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.